On his first visit to Ireland, Tony Hawks happened to glance out his window and see an old hitchhiker trying to catch a ride. With a refrigerator. It's a tale that got told more than once at dinner parties and drinking matches, where eventually one of his mates bet Hawks he couldn't duplicate the feat. So he did. In Round Ireland with a Fridge, Hawks writes about his 30 days hitchhiking the perimeter of the Emerald Isle with a compact fridge, just to win the 100-pound bet. The first step was fridge shopping.
Darren was most attentive. I knew his name was Darren because he had a badge on saying Darren, with "I'm here to help" written underneath. He must have been in his late teens, early 20s, and was sweating nervously. "What exactly is it you're looking for?" he said at insufficient volume. "Difficult one, that. What are you looking for in a fridge? You can't answer with the obvious, 'Well, I'm after something which will keep things cold.' But what other considerations are there? It's not like buying a car, is it? I can't express a preference for an automatic, or demand power steering, or even spend time deliberating over what colour. All their fridges were white. White. Pristine white. So, denied the comfortable ease of, 'Well, Darren, I'm looking for one in a light blue,' I found myself offering up, 'What's the lightest model you sell?'" Darren went pale. Nothing in his superficial training had begun to prepare him for this. "Lightest?" "Yes, lightest." "Why? Are you going to be moving it about much?" "You could say that, yes."
Eventually, a friend bought the refrigerator, and Hawks picked it up in Ireland. So how did that first day go?
Well, things got off to a rather odd start, because just, you know, putting a fridge on a bus and travelling around with it is already slightly odd behaviour. And I basked in a certain amount of kudos amongst my friends that I was going off to do this noble, adventurous task. But, of course, the reality was it was a grey, horrible day, about to pour it with rain, and I put this fridge by the side of the road. And anyone who's travelled on their own will know that you have much quicker mood swings when you're on your own. And I went from being rather jolly and optimistic to tearful in about 2.5 minutes. And I thought I'd made the biggest mistake of my life.
But someone did come to pick you up?
Eventually, a car did stop. And it was a little van with this old battered farmer in it with a Jack Russell Terrier in the car. And initially, I didn't want to get in, because the other thing I'd learnt about hitching was that sometimes if you just go a few miles up the road, it's no real help to you, because they can end up dropping you in a worse place than you're starting from. And I couldn't understand this guy. I was just trying to establish where he was going, and in the end he just bellowed to me to throw the things in the back, will you? Come on now. So I kind of got bullied into this, and sure enough he did drive me 2 miles up the road and drop me at a cattle auction where it was impossible to hitch. Although I was lifted by the fact that at least my journey had begun. But I finally did make a bigger lift than that, and things got underway.
Now, we should probably interrupt at this point to say that you did eventually get a little help from a radio host from the Jerry Ryan Show, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, this eventual car that stopped, I was getting nowhere, and then this car reversed and saw me with the fridge and wound down the window and said, sure, I've been looking for you now. And this was because that morning, the morning I started, I'd called on a friend's recommendation this radio mid-morning radio program called The Jerry Ryan Show. I didn't know what it was, but I'd just been told by a friend that ring them up, they like wacky ideas, they may want to have a chat with you. And I chatted with this radio host, Jerry Ryan, and it was extraordinary because he seemed to understand what I was doing, even though I didn't. And he said to me, he said, Tony, now that sounds like a completely purposeless idea, but a damn fine one. And he said, well, give me a ring in the morning, let me know how you get on your first day, and we'll follow you. We like the idea of what you're doing. And, of course, this driver that stopped for me had heard my interview and had been looking out for me. As my journey developed and I had more conversations with the Jerry Ryan Show, more and more people got to know me, and eventually it got to this point where I'd be walking along a road with I had a rucksack and this little fridge on a trolley, and I'd hear people calling out, going, fridge man, how are you doing? Good, fair play to you, good idea. Now, that's a great idea, taking that fridge round with you. And it was extraordinary. I got to the point where I could go into a pub and heads would turn. And it was, for someone who loves being the centre of attention as I do, it was a wonderful
Well, it must have been very nice. But did it result in many rides, I think, is the question.
Yes, as things developed, I mean, especially I discovered that commercial vehicles would listen to this Jerry Ryan show. So there were occasions when I'd put the fridge down by the side of the road, and literally the first lorry that came along would slam its brakes on it and say, "Ah, there you are now, I thought I'd see you." And then they'd get me to call up their wives and girlfriends on the mobile phone and say, "You never guess who I've got in the car with me," and hand the phone over. So there was a great deal of excitement, to the point where I thought there may be copycat fridge hitchhikers emerging all over Ireland, but I never saw any.
You and the fridge became, well, you must have been inseparable. Did you ever worry about anybody lifting your fridge?
A few people said to me at some point that, you want to be careful, you know, keep an eye on that fridge, especially when I was in a busy pub and the fridge was getting quite famous. But people tended to look after it for me because, I have to say that quite a lot of the time I was getting quite drunk because Irish hospitality involves people not taking too kindly if you say, "Oh, I'll just have a mineral water, please." "Ah, don't be so silly now. Come on now. Have one at least." So I was, of course, 10 ones later, you're rather shaky and you don't know where your fridge is.
Well, but you were okay because your fridge was sober.
The fridge was sober and people looked after it for me. I mean, there was a part of me that thought, well, it'll be a very interesting thing if this fridge does get stolen, because I knew at this point that the Jerry Ryan show would put out a national appeal to get Tony's fridge back, you know, and I rather liked the idea that there might be this national hunt for a very special fridge, but it never happened because people were too respectful of it. One of the things that I enjoyed very much about this trip and was very liberating for me was that I decided to go with whatever happened, and it was a very liberating thing. I decided not to worry. It didn't matter. If the fridge got stolen, the fridge got stolen. There was another adventure to be had trying to get it back. And that was the lesson I learned from it, is that we spend so much of our time worrying about things that might happen, when sometimes it's best just to get on.
And that must have been the same attitude you had when you took the fridge surfing.
Yes, that was an extraordinary event, certainly. The moment when I realised that Ireland definitely was the right destination for this trip. I was in a pub, and again, a sort of fair amount of drinking had gone on, and I met the pub landlord who announced himself as being a champion surfer. And I'd never surfed, and I said to him, "Well, I'd love to have a go." And he said, "Oh, well, I'll take you in the morning." And this little old boy standing nearby said, "Well, you'll have to take the fridge. It wouldn't be right for you to go now and not take the fridge." And a discussion began as to whether it was possible to get a fridge onto a surfboard. Would its centre of gravity facilitate this? And everyone became very serious about it, and it was decided that it would and should happen. And in the morning, sure enough, I climbed into a wetsuit and carried this fridge with the pub landlord, and we managed to get this fridge over the waves onto a surfboard. And it did come in. Initially, actually, the guy Bingo, that was his name, who ran this pub, he came in on the surfboard with the fridge at his feet, and it was the most fantastic sight I think I've ever seen. And he was such a good surfer, it looked like he'd be able to reach down into the fridge and take out a refreshing soft drink at every moment and just have a sip. And I said to him, "Well, that's it." And he said, "No, it isn't. The fridge will have to do it on its own now." And so he waded back out with this fridge on a surfboard and waited for the right wave, and then I waited near the shore, and he pushed it off. And sure enough, this fridge did come riding in on a wave on a surfboard, and there was a spontaneous round of applause from the 150 people on the shore who'd all gathered, who were going to go back to their families and tell this story that wouldn't be believed. They'd all say, "You're going to have to leave those hallucinogenic drugs alone, dear." But it must have been the most amazing thing they'd ever seen. They were just on an ordinary walk and they suddenly saw a fridge coming in on a wave on a surfboard.
I assume also the result of this was yet another visit to the pub to celebrate the fridge's accomplishment.
I think you've picked up on the general trend of what was happening here. Yes, that's the thing. It was such a wonderful moment for me, though, because at this point I'd been going about 6 days, I think, and when I looked at this fridge and I just saw it coming in on a surfboard and I was up to my waist in water and I saw all these laughing faces and I thought, this is the most fantastic thing that's ever happened to me. This is an extraordinary story. It's so silly, yet we're generating so much joy. And it continued like that, and it was the most uplifting experience. And you think, from doing something purely daft like this, you can spread happiness. And people chose to celebrate with me this daft adventure. And I'm still to this day convinced that Ireland is the only place where you could go and have that amount of response. I had 100% approval. I never met anybody on my whole trip who thought it was a silly idea.
In case you're wondering, Tony Hawks won that £100 bet. His book is called Round Ireland with a Fridge.